Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayton Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayton Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, X, Instagram, and TikTok. And subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. Now, let's get into the show. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Amazon. Okay, I've got some good news and I've got some great news. Good news is that Prime Day is almost here. The great news, this year, you'll have 4 days to find deals on all of your favorite things. Shop Prime Day, July 8th through the 11th. Just past the 4th of July. Got a interesting week this week. Next week will be even more interesting. We'll keep you updated on that when it becomes final. Short show on Wednesday due to Padres baseball. And then the Padres will have their first off day in a long time. With an off day Thursday, we should have the roundtable back on Thursday. And then Padres and Reds coming up on Friday. So we only have the short show on Wednesday. The next week will be a little bit different, moving some parts around. And then after that, we should be back into our regularly scheduled programming. Next week is the 4th of July, which should be fun. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We want to talk about the Padres a little bit more here and some of the things that we saw over the weekends. We'll talk a little bit about their series with the Nationals coming up at the end of the hour. Mixed in, we got Frank's NASCAR segment. He's dialed in on the NASCAR. And it's funny, like I got asked a lot of questions about NASCAR coming to San Diego from a local writer and some things that I had said about what I think about the NASCAR event. So it'll be fun. I'm going to ask Frank the same questions that I was asked. I haven't told him that yet. So he's going to be ready to go when we come back. He's got other stuff he's got to get done right now. As the case, all the time, always working back there. Thought the interview with Charlie today was great. Charlie Sloes, Nationals broadcaster. It was fun to learn a lot about him and the Washington Nationals. But again, we'll get you a preview to finish up the first hour. Recapping some stuff that we talked about in the first hour. Sorry, we'll do that in the end of this hour. Padres won the series against the Royals over the weekend, took 2 out of 3. Pivetta was not very good, but was serviceable. Padres ended up getting him off the hook, but then Jason Adam gave it up in the late innings, in which the Padres lost game 1-6-5. Saturday, a lot better. They got the 3-run homer out of Fernando Tatis Jr. to kind of put the game away. Padres won 5-1 over Kansas City. And then yesterday was the Jose Iglesias game for the San Diego Padres. Iglesias was great. He did most of it. He came off the bench. We talked a little bit about what the difference is from being an everyday starter, which he was in his 14-year career, to being now a bench piece and a guy off the bench. And that is, take some adjustment. We talked about routines. And the routine that of being a starter compared to the routine of being a pinch hitter, defensive replacement, spot starter, not knowing when you're going to start, everything like that. Talked about the batting order. I like the new batting order, and I'm hoping it's the same one today as it was yesterday, because we've been talking about it. We have been talking about it for a while now on this show. For the last couple of months, that is the exact lineup that we have put out multiple times. Fernando batting leadoff, Jackson Merrill batting second, Manny Machado batting third, Luis Arraez batting fourth. Your top four guys in the order. I prefer that. 5-6-7. Any type of mix of Sheets, Bogarts, and Cronenworth, even though that order will probably suffice. 8-9, left field and catcher. Who do the Padres have in left field? You start thinking about the way that order is, that batting lineup is for the San Diego Padres, and you start thinking about if you add just an average bat, how much more that lengthens that lineup. Start plugging and placing some of the players that have been rumored to go to the San Diego Padres or what the potential fits are. We saw it with Jaron Duran about a month ago. I think it's going to cost you a lot more to go get a guy like Jaron Duran because he's got multiple years of control. I don't know if Rafael Devers being traded to the Giants has impacted whether or not the Red Sox will keep Duran or not. I do not know if that is the case. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But I think Duran might be too expensive. I think you could get multiple bats for not a hefty price if you go a different direction, if you go for a Luis Robert Jr. His name seems to be popping up a lot for the San Diego Padres. And why not? He is a center fielder for the White Sox. He's 27 years old. He's got a couple of club options after this year, which you don't have to take if you don't think he can live up to $20 million a year. He's a right-handed hitter, which is what the Padres kind of need, more so than a left-handed hitter. If I were to go and try to acquire Luis Robert Jr., it's not going to cost as much as Duran, but it will cost more than maybe going in. It's definitely going to cost more than like a Taylor Ward. This year, Luis Robert Jr. has been awful. He's got a zero BWAR. He's batting .185. He's got 7 home runs. He does have 22 stolen bases. But you're taking a risk in acquiring Luis Robert Jr. So if you decide to add a bat, and I know the Padres have been linked to him before, but if you decide to go get a bat, and it is Luis Robert Jr., you are taking a risk that you can get him back to what he was when he first broke out in the league in 2021, 2022, and even in 2023 when he was an all-star and had a 5.3 WAR. Maybe a change in scenery will help out a guy like Luis Robert Jr. It's worked out for Gavin Sheets. I mean, Gavin Sheets in a White Sox uniform overall wasn't very good, to the point that the White Sox cut him. The White Sox were like, no thanks, we're moving on. Wasn't good enough for the White Sox. Now he has a chance for the Padres. When he comes up to bat, Padres fans are, holy Sheets, holy Sheets. He's done more than a serviceable job on league minimum. So maybe the change in scenery will help out the San Diego Padres and help out Luis Robert Jr. Here's what you get with Luis Robert Jr. You get a guy that's got pop. You got a guy that's a good hitter overall. He's got that potential in him. We've seen it before. And you got a guy that's quick. And not only that, He's kind of an average fielder in center field, but if he played left field with Merrill and Tatis out there, he's probably an above average left fielder. Don't have to trade as much, and I think, and a lot of people are saying it, Luis Robert Jr. in a clubhouse like the Padres, with Manny Machado, with Xander Bogaerts, with Jake Cronenworth, Fernando Tatis Jr., Joe Musgrove, you know, the guys that they have built. And this is the importance of building a culture, right? Is you get a guy like Luis Robert Jr. who has known everything about, has only known what it's like to be in a bad situation and doesn't know what it's like to be in a good situation, would step in line and not change anything. That's the difference of building a good culture. Because before, when you would acquire players, they would be like, well, we did things like this in this organization that has won World Series, that has been very good as of late, everything like that. For Luis Robert Jr., even though the White Sox at the beginning part of his career were having success, a new lease on life for a player like this could help you out in a big way. Let's go back to the lineup again. I like what they put out yesterday. I think they should continue with that. Let's add Luis Robert Jr. to that lineup and just see where everything's at. Again, an average player. You lead off with Fernando. You bat Jackson Merrill second. You have Manny Machado play bat third and play third. Luis Arraez is your cleanup hitter as of right now, and I think that's fine. You can go Gavin Sheets five, so you go back-to-back lefties. Luis Robert six. Jake Cronenworth, 7, Xander Bogaerts, 8, catcher, 9. You even bat Xander, 9th. How about this? All the Xander haters out there, he's probably the best 9 hitter in the league. You go Fernando, you go Jackson Merrill, you go Manny Machado, Luis Arraez, Gavin Sheets, Luis Robert Jr., Jake Cronenworth, Elias Diaz, Xander Bogaerts. I mean, all you did was add an average baseball player right now. Zero war. He's got a zero war. His OPS plus is, it's not having a good year. You're taking the chance. But it makes an impact. So that is the name that's circled the most. Let's talk about somebody else that you might potentially want that we've talked about over the last couple of weeks. You know, Taylor Ward's another guy. Taylor Ward's another guy that doesn't hit for a high average, but he hits the ball to the fence. He's a rental. Not going to cost you a lot from the Angels. Add Taylor Ward to the lineup. Fernando, Merrill, Machado, Arraez. You could even go Taylor Ward fifth. And then Sheets bats sixth. Taylor Ward's hitting 210. He's got 19 pumps. Ward, another right-handed hitter. Huge for you. Arraez, Ward, Sheets, Bogaerts, Cronenworth. And then you got Diaz or whatever like that at the end. That's a pretty good lineup too. All you did, again, was add a good, average to good Major League Baseball player in the lineup. Think about how drastically different it is. You don't need the top bat on the market. You don't need to pay for a guy like Jaron Duran and still be successful. Trade for a Taylor Ward. Trade for a Ryan O'Hearn. Trade for a Cedric Mullins. Trade for a Stowers in Miami. I mean, people are like, well, you should get Stowers and you should be able to get Sandy Alcantara. Well, the Marlins already said they're not trading him, so forget about that. You could take the risk with Stowers if you wanted to and hope that he's not just the best player on a bad team. He's under control for a decent amount of time. He's hitting for a higher average. He's got 11 home runs from San Diego. A left-handed bat. Now, you probably want a right-handed bat more than a left-handed bat, but that being said, just add him to the lineup as a left fielder. He probably bats around fifth or sixth. Maybe you bat him seventh. Think about the lineup. Again, you're looking for pop right now. I mean, that's what everybody wants, right? They don't want high averages. They want pop. They want OPS, everything like that. It's a good mix. Fernando 1, Jackson 2, Manny 3, Arraez 4, Sheets 5. Got a lot of lefties now if you add Kyle Stowers. You're going to have like 4 lefties in a row. So you'd have to go like with Bogarts or something like that. Stowers bats like 7th or 8th. Again, that lineup is already better than what you've had. Now, facing a lefty, you might have to go get a right-handed bat. The Padres really need a right-handed bat, in all honesty. But, again, the whole point of this exercise is you don't need to add the best player in the market. You just need to add a couple of good, average to good players in Major League Baseball, and you are going to have a successful lineup. I'm personally not a huge fan of Ward because he hits a lot of home runs, doesn't hit for high average. That was like the entire argument that we had against guys like Joey Gallo. You said somebody DM me about a trade. Potential. And again, with some of these trade ideas, guys, I get like who you're going after, but you can't be throwing in players that you just don't want to have on your team anymore that aren't very good because the other teams aren't going to take them. You know, I don't know what you're going to get, like trading, like why would the Orioles accept Luis Camposano for Ryan O'Hearn? Would they do that, Frank?
If they laugh hard enough, you might be able to like squeak a yes between the gasping for breath.
It's so crazy. Yeah, we'll do it. The other things didn't work out for us, but yes. So again, you don't need to give up too much for these position players that we named. I mean, how much is Taylor Ward going to cost? Not a lot. Ryan O'Hearn and Cedric Mullins might cost a little bit more, but they are rentals on the Orioles for a team that's got all this young talent coming up that they're not going to re-sign these guys. There's options out there. Luis Robert Jr. be taking a major risk. I don't know if that's my number one priority. I didn't mind the conversation about potentially acquiring O'Hearn and Mullins. The problem with that, though, is we said you already got enough lefties in the lineup as it is. You need a right-handed bat. So maybe you get Luis Robert Jr. and a Ryan O'Hearn or back and forth. But here's the other thing that we haven't talked about yet when it comes to trades. The Padres are not the only team that needs a left fielder. They're not the only team that needs a left fielder. There are other teams that need bats. In fact, the Dodgers could probably use a left fielder. Now, whether or not they make trades will remain to be seen because they have a lot of players already, but that doesn't mean that they won't go make a move. Giants are probably going to go continue to make moves at the deadline. Some of these teams think they're still in it. I mean, these are all of the equations that are going on coming up at the trade deadline. But as I mentioned before, a 2021 style deadline like the Atlanta Braves had for this year's Padres would be enough for the Padres to be able to win series in the postseason. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. If you want to weigh in, give us a phone call. Other than that, a big event, almost finalized, potentially coming to San Diego, that Frank has wanted to dive into for the last couple of days. We're going to do that when we come back on the Brayden Soprenant Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan. Padres Nationals, game one of a three-game series that it will always be highly anticipated amongst fans for the big trade that happened between the Padres and the Nationals in 2022, where the Padres acquired Juan Soto. That will be a discussion topic on air probably for the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years. Or until all these players are just retired, and then it'll be like, I can't believe they traded this guy. Can't wait to discuss that all week. Every time James Wood, CJ Abrams get a hit. Is Gore pitching this series?
Mackenzie Gore is pitching on Wednesday afternoon.
On Wednesday afternoon. Same thing if he does well. I mean, it's like, got to give things up. Spend money to make money. There's nothing you can do about it now. Watch the Nationals not sign James Wood to a contract extension. Becomes available. What a shame that would be. Anyway, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Leading up to Gwynn and Chris, coming up at 2, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby on 97 through the Fan. They will lead you into the Eco Water SoCal Padres pregame show at 5:40, first pitch at 6:40, Padres and Nationals. We'll talk more about that when we come back. But we actually have some time right now to finally diverge into and dive into what could be NASCAR coming to San Diego. Now to recap, NASCAR is looking for a street race. Their current one in Chicago, deal expires in 2026, correct?
I believe so, yes.
They have the ability to pick that up, but they are looking for more street races. They have been in conversation with San Diego about potentially having a street race in San Diego. There's been multiple articles on that as well. And they're close to finalizing a deal that would bring NASCAR to San Diego. NASCAR near deal for Cup Series street course race in San Diego area, according to sources. So I was asked for an opinion piece by a young writer. Some questions about NASCAR coming to San Diego. And the first question he asked me, and I answered these already, but I'm going to ask Frank, because Frank is our motorsports expert.
Yes.
Can San Diego be able to make this a big event? Can San Diego be a successful option for NASCAR? Either a street race or any other race.
100%. As far as guys, you're going to see a lot of, this is going to be an East County thing that you're really going to want to promote.
That's what I said.
Because, I mean, I've been to Barona Speedway, and it's a lot of people coming up from East County. The question is going to be, where are you going to put it? And you know what NASCAR is going to want. They're going to want the backdrop of the city. They're going to want the backdrop of Coronado. They're going to want all of those wonderful B-roll videos that we always see of San Diego. they're going to want that for the race. So it's going to matter where you put it. You're going to have to figure out a place to put it where there's not too many hills. If you're going to put it downtown, you're going to have to put it in a place that doesn't have too many railroad crossings. And if there are going to be railroad crossings, they got to be as flat and as level as possible. You also have to make sure that it's not going to be around the same time the Padres are here. So you're going to have to do it on a Padre weekend because you will make downtown San Diego completely impassable if you try to do this same weekend the Padres are here.
If they get the deal in, the Padres will just ask for a request.
Right.
To be on the road.
Right. So that's, it's going to have to be, but they're also going to have to know what NASCAR's schedule is in order to do that. So there are challenges, there are hurdles that they are going to have to face. But yes, this is a market that NASCAR has been in for years, or has been trying to get back into ever since they turned Fontana into an Amazon warehouse. So yeah, I think it can work here for the long term.
I think it can work too. I think it can be successful. They asked me the question, how would, again, it's for casual fans, how does NASCAR get people in San Diego that do not watch NASCAR to be behind this NASCAR event? How should they do that? I answered this question already. I'll tell you what my answer is, but I want to hear your answer.
Cheap ticket prices are going to be number one. You're going to need to do like several outreach, like fan fest things to get people into it, to get people interested. Flood the media market out here, NASCAR. I will do whatever you guys want me to do to help make this as big a thing as possible out here. It's, you're going to have to really market, and you're going to have to make it accessible to as many people as possible, which downtown is going to be a little bit hard if you plan on doing it downtown. If you do it in the East County, there's not going to be too many people that are going to go. So it depends on where you put it, how accessible you make it, the extracurricular activities surrounding the race, and just ease of access, really. And flood the media market out here to promote it.
What I said was they have to make it an event, because all the things that are successful here are events, and they're usually big, right? Mm-hmm. So you need to make it big. San Diego has always supported their major franchises to an extent. And the difference is the two NBA teams that failed, but the two NBA teams that failed were during the time in which San Diego was a small military town, which they are not anymore. So let's think about the entities that have a lot of success. The San Diego Padres being one of them. One, it's Major League. It's Major League Baseball. It's not minor league baseball. It's Major League. It is one of two, in reality, one and a half Major League products in San Diego. That's one. This is Major League. It's NASCAR. So it has to count, right? Mm-hmm. They have to make this count in the leaderboard.
100%.
Otherwise, San Diego's like, I'm not going to an exhibition. And we've seen that in the past. Number two is they have to make it a party.
Yes.
Think about all the other events that are important. Again, plays were filling their place before they got good, because they made it the place to be on a Friday night in the summertime. Mm-hmm. The Farmers Insurance Open has a very successful, because again, they make it a party. It's not as big as the WM. It's somewhere in between relaxing golf, traditional golf, and the WM. But they make it a fun place to be. Let's think about San Diego State basketball. It's a fun place to be. The Holiday Bowl. They do a great job of making it a fun place to be. They usually do really well on ticket sales for that. Think about the entities that don't have that. San Diego State football. It is not the place to be on a Saturday night in the fall.
No.
It's just not. And they haven't made it a place to be on a Saturday night in the fall. Until they start building the hotels and the restaurants and all the business side of things in that area, it's going to be a hard sell for them to make it the place to be on a Saturday in the fall. So that was my second point. My third one is, again, with making it affordable. You can't outprice everybody.
No.
I think they're going to have built-in fans already from East County. I think they're going to have built-in fans from the Inland Empire. I think you're going to have built-in fans from everybody in California that would usually go to Fontana that doesn't exist anymore. You're going to get those. So when you think about how to make this a successful event in terms of San Diego, you know, those are some of the things that they would have to do. I think it'd be, I think it's going to be very fun, regardless of what it is. I'd like to go wherever it may be. People are throwing in ideas in the YouTube chat of where they can have the race. But that being said, like, there's some things that NASCAR wants to see it as, and there's also things that have to be either redone or accounted for the cars. So, we had a couple people call in, Martin and Santee and Dexter in Spring Valley. They probably want to weigh in on this. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get your phone calls. Greg and Del Mar, Martin and Santee and Dexter in Spring Valley, talking Padres baseball, talking this NASCAR conversation as we finish up the show on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something out of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Frank Marchese, Braden Soprenant here on the Braden Soprenant Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2. If you haven't done so already, and you're on YouTube, give us a like. We really appreciate it. Hit that like button. Helps us out, helps the algorithm out, sends our product out to as many people as possible. So if you're enjoying your show, this show, give us a thumbs up. Also, follow us on social media, at BSERP Show, at B_SURPSHOW. And you can follow me on all social media platforms, at B_SURP. Follow me on X and Instagram and TikTok and all that fun stuff for all of your social media needs. Posted some great food yesterday. Some meal prep stuff. The mac and cheese recipe that I did. It's protein mac and cheese. Wouldn't eat it all the time, but 11 grams of fat, 22 grams of protein, 300 calories. Sounds good. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Before we went to break, we were talking about NASCAR potentially coming to San Diego. Talked about the street race, everything like that. The last question I did not ask Frank was, you could pick any Padre to do the Start Your Engines. Who's the best pick?
Oh.
To do the whole San Diego thing.
I mean, it would have to be, it would have to be.
I had two in mind. And then I settled for, and then I didn't settle, but I ended up going with one.
I would say Manny. He's the most ingrained in the city. As far as anyone on the team. Now, I understand Musgrove's from here, but if you're looking for a national face that people would recognize and a guy who is ingrained in San Diego, I would say Manny.
I thought about that too, because he's like, you know, part owner of the San Diego FC and everything like that. What's your target audience again? East County? Joe's from East County.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little bit, you know, I think it could go either way.
I wouldn't be upset with either one.
With Joe Musgrove, San Diego, Diego experience. Plus, he's from an area that loves NASCAR. I mean, Jimmy Johnson could do it if he was, you know,
yeah,
a Padre.
That's, yeah.
You should probably have Jimmy Johnson do it, to be honest with you. Guy's like one of the best NASCAR drivers of all time, and he's from El Cajon. So.
Went to Granite Hills.
Yeah, Granite Hills Eagle. Like Trenton Brooks. Giles Brothers. Anyway. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Let's get out to Martin and Santee. Martin, what's going on, man?
Braden, good to talk to you, and glad you enjoyed your trip to Italy.
I did.
Not a big NASCAR fan, but I really like, and Frank, your idea. This is really more regional. When Fontana closed down, I mean, I always think of just San Diego collectively. I mean, I'm basically a native, been here since 1962. And when I go out, I mean, I just love to see people out in our city. So this brings a whole nother element nationally. You know, you've got your golf friends that watch Torrey Pines every year. You know, we don't have football anymore. We don't have basketball. Baseball, when we get an occasional national game. But this changes the whole dynamic to a different, basically, fan base, which I think is kind of cool. It's got to go along Harbor Drive, for sure. I mean, it's got to just shoot down the coast somewhere in that vicinity, I would think. And also, too, again, this is much more than just East County and Jimmy Johnson. This is really a regional thing, and I think San Diego, because of just the draw that it is naturally, but why not? Make NASCAR an event, too. And Braden, I like your idea. Make it an event. Big time. You know, make it a fun place to be. You know, a concert on Friday night, you know, down at Waterfront before the – all those things, all those San Diego things that give you that pure San Diego look and experience. So appreciate all that you do, Frank. You bring great stuff to the show every day. And, Braden, looking forward to keep listening. So take care. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Martin. Really appreciate the phone call, man. Always a great caller. I saw it in the chat with Kyle in the YouTube chat. But yeah, think about like the big events that happen here. They're parties. They're big parties. Those are the things that work. I mean, even like Over the Line. Like Over the Line's a big party, right? Like people go there to have a good time. Not necessarily play OTL. I mean, by the most teams by about like 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock are ready to go home. They're ready to go home. They're like, hey, they had fun, like been drinking all day, whatever. Like, I'm ready to get right out of here. I don't need to risk breaking my fingers any much further than that. You think about Del Mar. I mean, the racetrack at Del Mar. Like, opening day at Del Mar, and I've done multiple shows at opening day at Del Mar, that's a huge deal for a lot of people. And guess what those people are? They are casual, if that, horse racing fans. I mean, the amount of people that go to opening day at Del Mar, how many of those fans are actually like, die hard, I'm into horse racing? It's very, very minimal. Those people go on like a Tuesday afternoon. Those are the die hard horse racing people. But most people like to wear the hats, they like to dress up, you know, bet a couple bucks on the ponies, whatever. Like, it's a party. And in California, you need to have things that are an event and a party because we have so much we can do here. So to entertain our time, you need to be able to put on a massive event. And if you can't do that, it's not going to work in Southern California. I think NASCAR can do that. I think this would be a fun place to have it. I think it's a good, and like Martin said, it's more advertising for tourism. I mean, with all the shots of now, and it's a different audience to come to San Diego that don't normally come to San Diego. We got a lot of baseball fans that come to San Diego. We get college football fans to the Holiday Bowl during downtimes. It's a big reason why the Holiday Bowl exists, is for tourism. When you see you get a little bit when it comes to the Aztecs and a little bit with golf, but it's another avenue to bring people here to San Diego. I'm in all favor of hosting as many events as possible. We're a great city that should be hosting so many different events. If we had the right facilities for all these things, we'd be hosting even more. We had no foresight when it came to the whole stadium situation with the Chargers. Everybody was so like, I don't want to build a billionaire. But it should have worked out a deal in which they were to keep some of the money that comes through and you would be selling things out. That's why Snapdragon was important, but they didn't build it big enough. That's why that was a big component. Now, San Diego State has no obligation to build something for the city of San Diego. They bought the property. They built what was for them. They have it potentially expandable to a higher thing. But the reality was, if you're a major city, you need major facilities. And they should have built the damn stadium way bigger than they did down in Mission Valley. Who knows what you would have been able to host? I mean, Orlando being able to host the Pro Bowl and stuff like that is ridiculous. I know their stadium's big, but you should have been able to build a stadium that size so you can host major events. I mean, think about how limited the Holiday Bowl is now in terms of getting teams to come play here. They're expanding the playoff. If you want to put a bid in to potentially host a playoff game, it's got to be a facility that can host that. We didn't do that because we keep looking at the tree instead of looking at the forest. But a NASCAR is a good opportunity. The more events we could bring to San Diego, I think the better, because San Diego has proven that they can be a good sports town. Dexter in Spring Valley. I know he's a motorsports fan as well. Dexter, you're on the Braden Soprano Show. What's going on?
I'm doing all right. Hey, guys. Okay. I'm going to give you guys kind of the 50-50. Okay. Let's go with the negative really quick. Hopefully, if we do this, it won't be like Vegas, what they did. Because remember Vegas, the people there complained about, you know, how the course was set up and everything. And also the inconvenience. Like, remember, when Long Beach has their, you know, their race also, they have to shut down a huge portion of the roadways for, like, a few days before the race. Because don't forget, it's not just the race. It's qualifying. It's practice. It's all, you know, it's a lot more to it than that. Frank should have mentioned that. So there is that. Having said that, okay, the negative part, this thing will kick major lower backside. I'm censoring myself because we could have the track going along the convention center on Harbor, going up Harbor, right past, you know, PCH, PCH, and keep going upward. You know, I mean, there's a long stretch right there that could be like a killer section, and it would rival what they did with the template they did in Chicago. Because the Chicago template's really cool. It's two boxes, and they, you know, the only thing is they, you know, the way that they set up. I mean, our setup could be like a true road course that could rival Long Beach, like a rival Vegas, and hopefully maybe even, you know, compare it to Monaco. So I hope that we get this. I really, really, really do. And I also hope that the construction down by the Embarcadero will be done by then so that we can host it. So that's my dollar and a half there. Oh, and the other part. Hopefully NASCAR will not want this in the summer, because remember, we got a lot of things going on in the summer, like Comic-Con. And if they do that there, it's going to be a disaster. The festival should be at Petco Park for sure. But I think the race should be held probably sometime in April or May, because, you know, that would be the most opportune time when we hardly ever get any rain around there anyways. So there you go, boys.
Dexter, appreciate the phone call. I do think, like, in the middle of the summer, it's not as beneficial to San Diego as if it was at the beginning or near the end of the NASCAR season. When's the NASCAR season? When it start? February?
NASCAR season starts in the middle of February and runs all the way to the beginning of November.
Right. I mean, at the beginning and the end of the NASCAR season would be better for the city of San Diego, because those are not as big travel times for us, right? Like, in the middle of summer, we don't need extra tourism. We already have a ton. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he does bring up a good point there. I'm not as into motorsports as you are, but, like, what I have gotten from, like, the Vegas thing, Formula One is way different than NASCAR.
Yeah.
It's way, like, so, like, it's a little bit different comparison on that. But it's funny you brought up Monaco. Like, I immediately thought of, like, Monaco for because it's, you know, climate relatively the same and having that beach flair to it would be really cool. I mean, more events here, I think, the better.
No, absolutely. And Formula One is a lot different than NASCAR. Those are purpose-made bullets that are very low to the ground, very
rigid. Their tracks
rigid.
Are way different.
Yeah, they're very rigid cars, so, like, going over street bumps, not a fun time for those cars, where NASCAR stock cars are, they're big, they're cars. They do run softer, so going over the bumps is still not going to help you, but it's also not going to hurt nearly as much. There are a lot of things in the summer that they can take advantage of. And the reason why I say the summer is because Chicago, their street circuit, is going to run the 4th of July weekend. You could take advantage of the San Diego County Fair if you're NASCAR, have something there. You can take advantage of the convention center. there are some places downtown where you kind of like, that looks great, but would it work? I wouldn't want cars going into a heavy braking zone downhill, like where the parking garage is in front of the convention center. You want to try to avoid a place with a median, like the palm trees and the foliage in the medians. You'd want to try to avoid those places because it makes for narrow racing, and God forbid anything happens, it's another dangerous spot for the guys to go through. But there are, that said though, there are a lot of options that you can have it downtown.
And I'm curious to see what the track would potentially look like. I think it'd be pretty cool. But again, the more events, the better. Kevin and Shula Vista on the Braden Supredit Show. Got a little bit of time here. What do we got?
Yeah, same thing, Braden. You know, if NASCAR wants to write the bill, foot the bill, and do the construction on fixing all the roadway here that would have to be fixed, no matter where you put it. The roads down in San Diego City proper, they're an absolute disaster, in case you haven't been out there lately. So I wouldn't ride a mini bike out there, let alone a several million dollar NASCAR. So if they want to do that, great. Let's fix the roads, take the money from NASCAR, and have them do it. But if they expect the city taxpayers to all of a sudden shell out God knows how many tens of millions to fix roadways that need to be fixed, by the way, and are way behind from being fixed, that's going to be a bit of a problem.
I think NASCAR is probably going to fix it and do it, all that. What was the deal with the Chicago race? Did they pump the money in there?
They did not have to repave anything for Chicago. Now, the reason why Vegas repaved is because of Formula One and there are certain track standards. They're going to look for a place that has the best roadways downtown. And from what I'm seeing in the chat, Tyler M saying he was told by an MTS employee that they would not allow them to go over the tracks, which I completely understand. I completely understand them not wanting to run over trolley tracks, but I don't see the city or NASCAR paying for a big repave. I think you can find an area downtown that more or less is quality. Like they don't repave Long Beach every year to run a race.
Well, no, in the city of San Diego, they usually pave areas that are convenient for them to pave. Like I did notice that the 4th of July parade route in Scripps Ranch got a brand new pavement to it. And the mayor usually is at that one. So I'm not saying that was intentional, but I'm just saying I noticed that particular track through Scripps Ranch got brand new pavement the last couple of weeks. Coincidence? Potentially. Some of the hangups on the roads, I think that's part of the deal. That's why the things get figured out. They fix those when they negotiate these contracts and everything like that. I can't imagine it costing the city of San Diego too much money to do this, just because we've seen them not really participate in things like that in the past without it being a major tourist attraction for them in terms of tourism. So we'll see how it plays out. Hopefully it happens. There are some benefits of being in the summer, some cons of being in the summer. For Frank Marchese, I'm Braden Suprenant. Got a lot of news about the Padres coming up on tomorrow's show. National League West, Fernando Tatis Jr. was in the news just moments ago. Maybe Gwen and Chris will have that. If not, we'll talk about it tomorrow on the Braden Suprenant Show, San Diego Sports Station, 97.3 The Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter/X, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. Thanks again for listening. I'll catch you guys next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.